Hi, hello. Welcome to my horror podcast with me, Sena. It is a fact that us human and ghosts and spirits are coexisting side by side. Although we live in a different dimension, some of us human have the ability to enter the spirit world. And some of these spirits are sometimes trying to make a contact with us. Some of us human often feel frightened with the signs given by spirits when in reality, the spirits just want to show us their existence. Spirits and ghosts are just like us human. Some of them are nice and some of them are evil who enjoys haunting us. This time, we are going to try to make a contact and interview a spirit who still has an unfinished business in this world. Her name is Margaret. She died in 2011 and has been haunting people for 10 years now. She returns from the dead for an unfinished business. I'm going to move my planchette now. Margaret, if you're here with us, please give us a sign. Right now we're going to try to contact Margaret through a Ouija board. Okay, now we're still waiting for the planchette to move. Margaret, if you're here with us, please give us a sign. Please move the planchette. Oh. Okay, right now the planchette is starting to move. H. I. Okay, hi, Margaret, and we're very sorry to summon you. I'm Sena, and I'm here with my friend, Nadira, and we want to talk to you, only if you're willing to. You can use my friend as a medium if you want to. So, Margaret was 28 when she died. Her body was found in the river and has been decaying for 5 days. Margaret is now here with us and communicating through my friend's body as a medium. So, Margaret, can you please share the story behind your death?
It was in 2011. I was staying at a small cottage in a low-key area. The area was surrounded by forest, and there is a river nearby. In the late 2010, they built a textile factory, and the river was heavily polluted. But they put chemicals and substances so the water didn't smell and change color. Not knowing about the harmful chemical contained in the water, I drank straight from the river. And last thing I knew, I was dead.
Why do you decide to return from your death and roaming around?
I am mad with these greedy humans who keep causing destruction to the environment and causing a lot of death. I won't leave them alone. I will keep haunting and hurting them until they suffer even more.
Don't you think they have suffered enough? I heard that one of the owner of the factory went crazy and sent to an asylum.
No, I'm not done yet. The worst is yet to come. The family is already cursed. I will make them suffer even more. They bring destruction. They deserve to suffer forever.
Will you ever stop? When will you stop the haunting and terror?
I will not stop until they close the textile factory and initiate environmental damage control and fix the environment that they had harmed.
Okay, for today's podcast surprise special guest, we have Dan, who is the son of the textile factory CEO.
Why? Why are you inviting him here?
Well, we just thought that you two could, sort things out and find a win-win solution.
I will never compromise and negotiate with anyone who is involved in polluting the river.
It's okay. You don't have to answer. Just hear me out, okay? I know that my dad had done terrible things. causing damage to the river and responsible for your death. But please, have mercy on us. I don't have the heart to see my dad losing his insanity like that, being locked up in an asylum cell.
That's not my problem. Your family deserve it, especially your dad.
But you did a terrible thing too. You killed my grandpa by scaring him to death. Do you know that he had heart attack because of you?
Still not my problem.
Why can't we just find a way, the best way, a solution together?
Look, I'm not taking sides here, okay? I'm here to bring you two together and help you guys find a solution.
What is even this podcast? Is it even a horror show anymore?
Okay, Margaret, look. I know you don't want to spend the rest of your life haunting people. Well, I didn't mean to. I mean, you know what I mean, but what I'm trying to say is, how long do you want to keep haunting and avenge your death? And you, Dan, for God's sake, do better and stop polluting the environment. Stop using harmful chemical and use natural coloring for the fabric and textile instead. And be responsible instead of crying here begging for mercy from a ghost. Do some damage control. Rehabilitate the environment. And Margaret, can stop haunting your family and live this world in peace.
Yeah, Dan, you should listen to her. Yeah, I think I'm kind of tired haunting this boring family for years. I need me some rest time and finally go into the light.
Okay, that's actually a great idea. I will have my team to work on that. But please, Margaret, once this plan has run accordingly, please leave me my family alone.
Sure. Your family stank anyway.
Thank you for inviting me to this podcast and help us sort things out.
I'm happy to. Okay, listener, I'm sorry that this episode has been really weird. I'm not even sure if this is still a horror podcast anymore. But I am happy that I can make a dumb human and a revengeful spirit to find a way out of this situation. The lesson that we can learn from this podcast is, as human, we need to find the most sustainable way of living possible. I know that we can change a few things entirely, but always look for a more sustainable alternative. We can start small. And as consumers, don't forget to purchase products from ethical companies and brands. And that brings us to the end of this horror podcast. Thank you for listening.